Chapter 4. Flowers. 44. Who wishes to conquer this earth, this realm of Yama and the gods? Who will truly study the virtuous Dharma instructions just as a garland maker seeks out the best flowers? Note, Yama is the god-demon who stands at the gate of death, ready to weigh up the sins and virtues of those who have left their body and all that was familiar far behind. Yama's henchmen are ready to drag the unvirtuous down to the lower realms where they will painfully encounter the fruits of their negative actions. Yama is implacable and ferocious, and only purity of heart and calmness of mind allow us to slip past him. 45. A true student will conquer this earth, this realm of Yama and the gods. A true student will study the virtuous Dharma instructions, just as a garland maker seeks out the best flowers. 46. Knowing this body to be like a bubble, and seeing precisely that all phenomena are like a mirage, one should cut off the flowering darts of Mara and go to where you cannot be seen by the King of Death. 47. The person whose mentation is desireful, and who collects desires as if they were flowers, will be carried off by the Lord of Death, the way a sleeping village is swept away by a flood. 48. With desireful mentation, collecting desires as if they were flowers, the insatiably desiring go under the power of the Lord of Death. 49. Just as the bee collects pollen and departs without injuring the colour or scent of the flower, so the sage should move through the town. Note. The bee focuses only on the pollen it seeks. Everything else is irrelevant. Hence it is careful not to get involved with what is unnecessary. Likewise, the sage is focused on calm clarity and equanimity, and so moves through the town undisturbed and without causing disturbance to others. 50. Not identifying the faults of others and the things they have done or not done. One should instead identify what one has oneself done or not done. 51. Like a beautiful flower, full of colour yet without scent, are the well-spoken but fruitless words of one who does not act on them. 52. Like an attractive flower that is beautiful in colour and well-scented, well-spoken words that are acted upon will be fruitful. 53. Just as many garlands can be made from many different flowers, so many virtuous deeds should be performed by all mortals. 54. The perfume of flowers, even that of sandalwood, tagara and jasmine, cannot spread against the direction of the wind. However, the fragrance of the virtuous spreads even against the wind. The virtue of being spreads in all directions. 55. There are many fragrances, such as sandalwood, tagara, lotus and jasmine, but the best scent arises from moral discipline. 56. The pleasing fragrances of tagara and sandalwood are meagre compared with the scent of one with moral discipline, for this scent wafts up to the gods. 57. The path of those with pure moral discipline, who abide in heedfulness and are freed by pure knowing, cannot be found by Mara. 58. On a heap of bad-smelling rubbish, discarded at the side of the road, charming, fragrant lotuses may blossom. 59. Similarly, on the rubbish heap of blind mortals, a disciple of the fully enlightened Buddha shines with the clarity of true knowing.